Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and this is a short podcast on this week's Ask Angelo. All right, we're back this week with another exciting Ask Angelo podcast. We have How to Be Your Own Valentine, and if Valentine's Day is past, then How to Love Yourself Any Day of Year, and How to Talk to Guys. So let's get started. One reader writes, "Dear Angelo, it's Valentine's Day and I find myself all alone again. Is romance dead for the gay man? Signed, Where's All the Gay Romantics?" My response, "Oh, Romeo, alas, my friend, you're not alone in your desire. Many gay men want this and have trouble finding it. The number one letter I get from gay men is the fact that there's a lack of romantic connection. They're lamenting that they want something deeper and longer lasting than just sex. Many gay men find themselves perpetually single and lonely. Perhaps no one knows better the pain of planning your whole weekend around a trip to the food mart, spending a holiday alone, or being so starved for touch that an accidental brush from a stranger gets you excited. Perhaps no one knows more the feeling day after day of not getting any messages from that special one, asking for a table for one, not having anyone to talk to besides your hairdresser. Perhaps no one knows better the pain of thinking you don't measure up and that everyone else seems to be happy. Perhaps you're tired of gazing outside the Starbucks window at all the fabulousness passing you by, thinking that everyone else seems to have some magic in their lives that you don't. Perhaps you don't even try anymore. But I absolutely know that it's possible to find gay romance. The trick is to keep your heart open, not closed. It's very easy to shut down and become bitter and jaded, thinking that love will never come. It's much harder to remain joyous and hopeful, believing that love is on the way. Yet it's the latter approach that will put out the right energy to manifest new romantic opportunity. The secret is that knowing in order to be happy, you don't need to get something from someone else that you don't already have. So I'm not trying to get love from you because I don't have love. The question isn't, do you love me? It's, do I love me? So while you're unpartnered, beat singles' resentment, anxiety, and depression by living your life with the same zest and fulfillment as if you already had that special one. Ironically, it's having such a self-loving, confident, and upbeat attitude and living a full, exciting life that will attract him to you. Be loving, and you'll get love. So operate from a perspective of sufficiency, abundance, or plenty, not deficiency, and sparks will fly. Make it about the presence of love, not the absence. All right, so the next question, the reader writes, "Dear Angelo, I would love some ideas on how to talk to guys, such as the ones I think are cute in the mall. It's funny, I'm a very successful, good-looking gay man with many interests. You'd think I'd have something to say to Mr. Dateable in the Gap, but I always seem to shrink back. I'd love some tips on how to approach him." All right, so he calls himself tongue-tied. So, dear tongue-tied, my response, I think it's our self-doubt, those little thoughts in our head, will he like me, that can create anxiety, which can in turn trump our self-confidence and constipate our words. So what's the fix? Well, just launch into things with the attitude that if it's meant to be, it will be. You can't really make something like this happen, especially a complex interaction like flirting. People decide if they fancy you within seconds of meeting you. The chemistry either clicks between you or it doesn't. So knowing that you can't force love gives you the freedom to be yourself. And if you can't do anything or be anything else to make someone like you, then you can't go wrong by just being you. And if you're not you, then the one who's looking for you, your soulmate, won't recognize you. So just be yourself. Have self-confidence and believe in yourself. Now, while every situation is unique, in general, with Mr. Dateable in the Gap, being complimentary works. So, for example, I like your style. Can you help me pick out a shirt? As does wit. There's lots of good stuff hanging around here today, hey? Or you could have a sense of humor. Hey, are you for sale? But I think that just having an open heart, making eye contact and smiling warmly, saying, "Hi, my name is Joe," works better than memorizing a specific line. After all, what might work for one guy might backfire on another. And remember to repeat his name after so you don't forget it when he introduces himself. And then you just sync it all with a friendly handshake, and that should do it, I think, as far as the intros go. And after that, I think just let things flow naturally. You kind of have to wing it. What can come out of spontaneity and being in the moment? Well, the mall's closing, and I got a few more things to grab, but would love to grab a bite with you after work tonight. You know, something like that is much more genuine and charming than anything scripted. So, while I can't tell you exactly what to say, because each person and circumstance is different, I can tell you to give it a go. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by trying, because you're fabulous. Yes, you are. So go get 'em, Tiger. I have a lot more solutions and tips on dating and relationships in my new book, Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love, and also at AskAngelo.com, the first place to come for gay advice. So I'm a little tongue-tied myself today, but it's been a pleasure talking with you, and please visit AskAngelo.com, check out the book, and I'll look forward to seeing you with the next edition of Ask Angelo. For now, I'm out.